The new Israeli film, The Cake Maker, looks at a tangled relationship between an Israeli family man, his wife, and his male German lover. KUNC film critic Howie Mofshevitz, who teaches film and television at CU Denver, says the resolution is unconventional and unexpected.
A man in a bakery cafe in Berlin sits in front of a gorgeous slice of Black Forest chocolate cake. He's Oren Roy Miller, an Israeli who works for a German-Israeli company. In close-up, Oren's fork moves slowly down through the cake to dislodge a bite-sized piece. It's a luscious slide through the layers of cream and chocolate, followed by another, and soon the face of the satisfied Oren. This must be the most wonderful piece of cake in the history of the movies. It's also key to the film. The cake maker's full of sensual close-ups, mostly of faces and awkward moments with hints of desire. The hands of Thomas the baker, Tim Kalkoff, are soft like his face. They handle the dough with sure, delectable motions, and you can watch the dough take shape and substance. The genius of The Cake Maker, the first feature from Israeli director Ophir Raul Grazer, lives in his embrace of intimacy. His movie's unafraid of the feelings and the uncertainties of his characters. Oren likes the cookies and loves that cake, just as he's taken more than a shine to Thomas. Oren has a wife and son in Jerusalem, but he and Thomas fall in love. It's convenient for Oren to have two lives. There's no chance that Thomas and Oren's wife Anat, Sarah Adler, will bump into each other, he may think. Back in Jerusalem, Oren dies when he's hit by a car, which leaves Anat and Thomas separately devastated. In his grief, Thomas goes to Jerusalem, watches Anat as she opens a cafe, and gets her to hire him to wash dishes. Of course, he manages to bake something one morning, and because Anat has viable taste buds, she slowly lets Thomas do more and more baking. And the cafe draws more and more patrons, who love the cookies, the cakes, and the fruit tarts. Be prepared to be hungry. But there's more to the cake baker than the food. It's a complicated situation. You wonder if Thomas is some kind of creep. He's a quiet man. He expresses plenty through his baking, but mostly doesn't know what to say. Anat's trying to figure out her life as a single mother starting a business. Awkward silences dominate the film. They leave the kind of open spaces that make you wonder and speculate and consider. The only talker in the movie is Oren's brother Moti. He's a religious zealot who talks too much and pushes religion on Anat and her son. Anat's a secular woman, but in Jerusalem, religion has a lot of clout. She needs a certificate that her cafe is kosher, and Moti, who has something to do with that, doesn't like the presence of her German non-Jewish baker because he's not Jewish and because he's German, which is still an issue. Anat and Thomas make their situation even dicier, as you might expect, because they start to notice each other in a hesitant way that goes beyond boss and baker. Anat then has to deal with the improprieties that Thomas is not Jewish and she's a widow and his employer. We in the theater, along with Thomas, know that he's gay. Anat does not. So how can all that resolve? Except for Moti, the cake maker isn't interested in villains, and he's not much of a villain. The picture shows people in circumstances that can be trying, but also sweet and gracious. The film's a vision of the struggle between custom, morality, ethics, personality, and the randomness of human desire. One thing missing, though, may be the complexities of Israeli society. Characters are all Jews of European background, no Moroccan, Yemeni, or African Jews, so no one of darker skin, and no Palestinians. Is this a comment on Israeli life, a blindness in the film? Or maybe a picture of how Israeli life in Jerusalem can be thoroughly segregated? I don't know. For KUNC, I'm Howie Mofshevitz.